B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Governor Baker announces something new in the fight against COVID-19. Black Friday changing this year at the Rentham outlets. Mayor J. Blige and 50 Cent teaming up for another show. And Snapchat giving away $1 million a day. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, if you're one of those Celtics fans looking forward to seeing Chloe courtside every night, I got some bad news for you.
Leroy has your sports.
And could a fan favorite be coming back to Boston?
But first, as coronavirus cases continue to surge, Governor Baker has announced a new public awareness campaign highlighting what people are looking forward to doing after the pandemic. The Get Back Mask campaign emphasizes the importance of proper mask wearing, social distancing, and testing. The statewide PSA campaign will run on TV and digital platforms in both English and Spanish and will also be on signs and billboards across Massachusetts. The Rentham outlets changed its Black Friday hours because of coronavirus concerns. Instead of midnight, it'll open on Friday at 6 a.m. and close at 9 p.m. They'll also open on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. and will close 9 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday. Face masks will be required at all times, indoors and outdoors, and lines will be monitored for social distancing. Mary J. Blige and 50 Cent teaming up again to develop another TV show, this one a comedy. Family Affair will follow an R&B musician suddenly forced to parent his sister's four children. No word if they'll be starring in it, but they will both be executive producers. No word on when it will air. And Snapchat giving away $1 million a day. So they've created a new feature. It's called Spotlight to compete with TikTok. And to celebrate, Snapchat will give away over $1 million every day to users who create the top snaps on Spotlight through the end of the year. So the amount of money a video makes, it's going to depend on this special formula that includes how many views the video has. And Snapchat hasn't said how many people the $1 million will be split between or what the maximum amount of money people can earn. So it's not just $1 million.
But still, man, person, I'm getting my skateboard. I'm putting my high socks on. I'm getting my ocean spray. Staring at the camera.
Oh, my God.
My car broke down. How else am I going to get to the potato factory?
It's been done.
Next thing you know, me and Snoop talking about freaking doorbells and whatnot.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, spoiler alert, Nelly did not win the Mirror Ball Trophy on Dancing with the Stars. Although, seeing as how Nelly has been at the bottom of the leaderboard a lot lately, that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. He was the only star who did not receive a perfect score on last night's finale. Shocker. But believe it or not, out of the four finalists, Nelly didn't even come in dead last. He came in third, so good for him. The winner, former Bachelorette star Caitlin Bristow. Mm,
yeah, she was really good.
Yeah, I know.
She did that dance.
Yeah, she did. Which dance was that?
The one with the split.
Actually, she did do a couple splits. Very good. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Another celebrity has tested positive for COVID-19. Benito Martinez Ocasio, a.k.a. Bad Bunny, was supposed to perform at the American Music Awards Sunday night, but backed out after testing positive. According to his publicist, Bad Bunny is not displaying any of the major symptoms of the coronavirus, but they refuse to give any further details. And a lot of Celtics fans will be happy to hear that despite her man, Tristan Thompson, signing with the Celtics, Khloe Kardashian and their daughter, True, will not be moving to Boston.
Play that from the Yay
yes,
area.
I know.
Devastating.
I know.
Oh, Yay area.
Oh,
Yay area.
Says that Khloe and True will be making extended visits here whenever their schedule allows, but True has a routine and all of her cousins and family in LA, so they don't want to disrupt that. Khloe is determined to make her long-distance relationship with Tristan work this time. Given Tristan's two-year, $19 million contract with the Celtics, I think they can afford all those plane trips back and forth from the West Coast to the East Coast.
All the basketball thoughts are putting their lipstick on.
Right?
You know?
Bright.
You know?
Yep, putting those skirts on.
Here's Leroy.
Oh, the preparation has begun.
Basketball thoughts with basketball thoughts.
There you go. The Bruins signed Jake DeBrusk to a two-year deal. Pope Francis met with a group of NBA players to discuss the social justice movement at the Vatican. And it was the Vatican that reached out to the players to set this up. And from what I've read, both the players and the Vatican said it was unbelievable and very productive. So that is phenomenal. Wow. I love that. Former Celtic Isaiah Thomas said his hip is 100% healed. And apparently in a pickup game against other NBA players, he was just taking ankles and was blowing by players. And now the question going around Boston is, should the Celtics give him another look? I say give him a look. I'm not sure he should be on the team, but at least, you know, let him have a little tryout or something. He deserves it. And your former king, Tom Brady, and the Bucks were in it to win it against the Rams. The Bucks were down 27-24. Brady and the offense had the ball.
Okay.
They were driving.
Yeah, yeah.
And then with less than 2 minutes left on the clock,
touchdown.
Tom Brady threw it up, and it got picked off. Picked off. Game over. Final score was 27-24. Rams, that's right. He is human.
There must have been a full moon.
It was some type of betrayal or something, you know, on the team. I don't know.
Team sucks around.
Oh, here we go. And, you know, I'm probably going to catch some heat for mentioning this, but we do have another professional team. And they are called the New England Revolution.
What do they play?
They play soccer.
Uh-huh. That sport where you kick the ball into the net.
Oh, like my daughter plays that.
They are in the playoffs, yeah. And they will play Philly tonight at 8. The Union, just in case you want to know. Philadelphia Union.
Course, yeah, Philadelphia there you
go.
Union.
And so go Revs, and that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. I found Melissa's soulmate.
Oh, although, shoot.
Don't know if he's single or not,
but took long enough.
I'm going to work on that. So Sterling Davis.
Oh, my God. Oh my.
Isn't he engaged?
Yes.
He, oh, he slipped through your fingers.
Oh. Oh. Stop it.
I hate you today so much. Sterling Davis.
Oh my God.
You know what's going to happen one day. Melissa, what's your boyfriend? Oh, well, you want to see his TikTok? It's just him on a skateboard, not going to work.
Stop it.
Oh my God.
Sterling Davis. Sterling Davis, he's a rapper from Atlanta, okay. Also a huge fan of cats.
Yes.
So he applied for a job at a county shelter while he was on break from a rap tour to stay busy. His interview, he says, was horrible because they had cats in the room and he spent the whole time playing with and kissing the cats. He ended up getting the job, though, started helping employees with trap, neuter, return, or TNR cases. The team would trap community cats, bring them to the shelter, vaccinate them, get them spayed or neutered, and then return them outdoors. While doing TNR, he came to another realization. No men or black people worked in the cat department. And that's when Sterling realized his new calling.
I love this.
He left his tour,
devotes
all his time to cat rescue. It's never too late to find your calling. Devotes all his time to cat rescue as Trap King. Okay. And yes. Also founded the nonprofit Trap King Humane Cat Solutions. He wants to change stereotypes about black men in cat rescue and build the gap between black communities and predominantly white animal welfare organizations.
All right, you know,
what's the problem?
I'm going to go to Leroy for this one.
Thank you.
Leroy, you're
problem?
A black man.
Yes.
What's the stereotype about black men and cats?
Romero, I'm sitting over here asking the same thing. I'm like, I didn't know this existed.
People make a lot of comments about men in general.
Yes.
And
cats. I've heard it. Absolutely.
Single guys who love cats are weird. That's not a stereotype.
See?
That's the truth.
There you go. That right there.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Exactly. This is exactly
I don't know what
why Trap King is right. trying to change. Right.
Sterling He's is trying to, yes.
I need to make friends with Sterling because I literally don't know one black man who owns a cat. I know like two white guys that do, and they're both weird.
And let me just say, it's not like we have conversations like, hey, bro, them cats, man. We don't do that.
Well, like, I wish people knew, man. I didn't get that job because I have a cat and I'm black. Oh, what?
Well, Sterling currently has three cats named Bowie,
I love it.
Demita Joe, Janet Jackson's album name.
Oh, no.
And Alanis Morissette.
Yes! I love Sterling.
Oh, Sterling.
That's your good news in this report made hot by LaMachia Realty. Buying or selling a home, LaMachia Realty will guide you to your success. Visit LaMachiaRealty.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.